No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
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 We are standing right now at the doorstep that Manny Ellis left on that fateful night. If you turn and you look at that brick building right there, that brick home, that was the final home that he left on his way to the grocery store after having been an amazing night at church, playing with his church band, feeling good about his world, talking to his family about how special his relationship with God was, talking about how much he cared for his nieces and nephews, sharing what he thought was going to be a beautiful change in the world for him. He was going to church 3 to 4 days a week at that stage. He was embracing his life. He was better than he had ever been. His family has been heartbroken since March 3rd. They have searched for answers. They have searched for truth. They have searched for some amount of transparency, and all they have ended up with from the city, and all they have ended up with from the county, is misrepresentations and false narratives about who Manny Ellis was.
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Say his name!
At this stage, there are 3 separate videos. We now have independent witnesses that are present, that were present on that particular night. We now know not only did Manny Ellis say, "I can't breathe," but with his final breath, he said, "I can't breathe, sir." His final words were words of respect to those that ended up killing him. Those were his final words.
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Manny Ellis! Manny Ellis!
Say his name!
Manny Ellis!
Manny Ellis!
We have a medical examiner that has said quite clearly that the result of Manny Ellis' death, the cause of it, was homicide. They squeezed, choked, tased, and beat the life out of Manny Ellis. They took him from his children. They took him from his sisters. They took him from his brothers. They took him from his nephews and nieces and all of us and anybody that he positively impacted in the world. And they did that as judge, jury, and executioner. And the harshest reality that I think that we have to deal with in Tacoma, Washington, and so many other places in this country, is that there is a curfew in the United States of America for black skin. The reality is, if you are walking alone by yourself at 11 o'clock at night, and you are black and you are male by virtue of your skin, you are suspicious. That was the reason for the approach. That was the reason for the stop. At some point, that was the reason for the beating and the tasing.
No peace!
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 The police killed an innocent, unarmed black man!
Yes, they did!
He did nothing wrong! They choked and chased him to death! Suffocated it! This happened in your community! You all need to wake up and be out of your house! be out of your houses and in these streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Sheriff Pass.